So we head over now to Mark from Mike's Spa, who's going to be talking about mediation and divorce today. And I'm one of those guys who went through that.
Oh, no.
I just decided to move halfway across the country. That solved my problem.
Did it work?
Yes. there's no more problems anymore. I don't have to see anybody. So that's simple as that.
Yeah.
But it's not. When I take a look at the numbers of people who, well, the statistics of percentage-wise, divorce after marriage, how many, boy, most people who get married are going to get divorced.
Unfortunately, that's a reality today. Yeah, a lot, a fair number of them do. Yeah.
Okay.
They don't all have to. No, and there are happy marriages out there.
There are. Now, for those people, well, first off, let's take it from the marriage side of it there. So is there a way that we can solve our problems without having to go through the divorce? I think we've forgotten how to solve problems.
You know, most of the work that I do at MindSpa Therapy is couples work. And these are people coming in to enhance their marriage, to save the marriage, to rebound after infidelity or after other types of crises in their relationship. And after some hard work, they tend to do really well. I would say the vast majority of couples that I see do survive. The marriage does survive. Mm. My job is not to save the marriage. My job is to help them make the best decisions for their situation. And sometimes it's best to dissolve the marriage.
Sure.
I mean, I don't want to disagree with, you know.
No, but there are those cases where it just isn't going to work out.
It's just not going to work out.
There are those people, let's jump until after the divorce, there are those people who end up becoming friends. They couldn't be married, but they do make really good friends.
Well, it really depends on how well the divorce goes.
Yeah.
And sometimes the legal system isn't set up to have it go smoothly, economically, and smartly. And that's where mediation comes in.
Blame the lawyers.
No, I'm not blaming the lawyers. Okay. There's a lot of lawyers that actually do mediate.
Okay, so I'm blaming the lawyers. Because I don't want to
anger the lawyers. It's a small town.
I do. No, the reason why I say that is because, there are those lawyers who do work well with, but there are those lawyers who are adversarial.
You've got two parties that have a lot of pain, a lot of suffering, a lot of anger towards each other, and that sets the situation to be taken advantage of financially. Mediation, we don't do that. Yeah. It's economical. The couple maintains control of the outcome, and it allows them a lot more input on the final decision on what the divorce and the parenting plan looks like afterwards.
Okay. Now, that was the next thing, because as a spoof, I did a story just before you came on that the police, human services and all that kind of stuff around the country, they decide, just screw it. Nobody's a good parent. Nobody knows how. So we're just going to take all of the kids away from all of the parents.
I'm a good parent.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's one. But everybody's just, in their minds, all the parents, we're just going to take your kids because nobody knows what they're doing, And so, and of course, that's just a spoof bit.
Yeah.
But what about the kids after that? Because some of the biggest fights that I've ever seen after a divorce are over who gets to see the kids when and how, let's say, the father wants to raise the kids as opposed to how the mother wants to raise the kids.
And this is where mediation comes in. If at MindSpa, we're mediators, too, in addition to therapists, and our focus is on the children, if there are children in that situation. We find that more often than not, if the marriage and the divorce does not go well, the kids are likely to experience some issues, some problems. Statistically, the data show that, research shows that. If there is professional input, not just how do we separate the money, how do we separate the time, but there's input from the mediator on how do we do this well, the kids tend to thrive. They actually will improve after the separation.
How often have you had, because I know this happens, somebody, one of the, either the husband or wife say, well, you need to tell him that his problem is when it's actually, let's say it's the spouse that's having the problem, not the person they're complaining about. I mean, are you the person that they try to use to tell them all?
Absolutely. And that's we're professionals in this. Yeah. And when that occurs, we understand what's going on underneath that anger, underneath that comment. And so we don't respond to it. We do understand it, we do work with that, but we don't respond in a way that's going to inappropriately get their needs met through hurting the other party.
Now, what about help for the kids? Because, I mean, as you said, in some cases, it could actually be a good thing for the kids, but in some cases, it's not.
We at MindSpa offer co-parenting education and support following the divorce. There are certain a small list of do's and don'ts.
Right.
If you know those do's and don'ts and you adhere to those things, your kids are going to be fine.
Yeah,
they're going to be fine. They adjust to two households very well if at least one of those households is an emotionally safe household.
Who is it easier to adjust? Do the kids adjust easier or do the adults adjust easier?
I think the kids do. The kids got a lot going on. They got school. They got friends. They got growing up. They got all kinds of stuff. And if the parents provide an environment for those kids to thrive, they will thrive.
Well, and I also think that kids have a tendency to just forget and forgive easier than adults do.
And the holidays are here, so that sometimes they'll have two Christmases, two birthdays, two New Year's.
Well, there's nothing but good with that. Double the presents.
The kids.
And parents trying to outdo each other.
Yeah.
You can work this game here. You can play this here.
The kids pick up on that.
That's
but,
right. Yeah.
But we advise the parents not to do that.
That's it. Probably not a good. I was just trying to help the kids out there. You understand?
Okay. Yeah.
So if some people are going through a divorce and they got all these kind of problems so they get a hold of you, what can they expect from you?
They can expect first a phone call or a consult.
Yeah.
We see how far the divorce is in the legal process. What have they done? You know, what are the problems? What are the issues? And we'll schedule a 2 to 4 hour initial mediation. I'd probably say 60 to 75% of the time, we can get most of the issues mediated and done in that 2 to 4 hour mediation. In more complex situations where there's, you know, younger kids, older kids, more financial resources to work through, it could take a second appointment, sometimes even a third, but more often than not, between 2 and 10 hours is what it's going to take to deal with the whole thing and get the paperwork together to be submitted to the court.
Okay. And now, after that, do they tend to come back again and again for little things?
We keep that offer open because we if there are children, they leave the mediation process with a parenting plan that meets their needs and respects their wishes. There are things that, you know, there are hiccups that can occur down the road. When those hiccups occur, we invite them to come on in and we work those through the same way.
Okay. Since some people tend to have a little bit of pride about stuff like this, I'm thinking probably the best way is, if you're obviously not working it out on your own, get a mediator.
Well, see a therapist first because there's a lot of excellent therapists at MindSpa that can help them deal with the marital issues.
Okay.
If at the end of the day that just doesn't work out, let's support the separation and divorce in a smart way so that you're not spending tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had couples that have spent $500,000 fighting with each other. $250,000 a piece, fighting with each other, with the lawyers. And at the end of the day, they came in, and after a six-hour mediation, it was done.
Yeah. And oftentimes, again, through the court system, it's not a whole lot gets solved, but a lot of money does get spent.
A lot of money does spend. Unfortunately, I think the system is set up to exploit the anger that couples come into divorce with, and that's unfortunate.
I understand. How do people get a hold of you, MindSpa?
They can go to mindspatherapy.com or give us a call at 307-509-0772.